And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup. The Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're live at Dana Landing in Mission Bay with the big Bay Bass Seminar and Sale going on. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters is here. We're talking all kinds of great bass fishing, Shimano, AFCO, Maui Jim. I mean, Benny is like sponsored by all the best, right?
Yeah. Oh, I have
Olakai.
Olakai have the I got my Inanas on right now, but too, just a great support group that helps me do I do.
Yeah, you got all the good stuff, and we're giving away a couple of great prizes, right, Rock?
Well, you're not kidding, man. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, everybody that steps up to the microphone to ask a question today is going to be eligible for two killer prizes that we're giving away, first of which is a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Piahi, speaking of the best glasses out there. This is the matte black rubber frame with the blue Hawaii lens and that killer super-thin glass. A great pair of glasses going to one lucky stand-up mic person. And then in addition to that, this killer carving that our buddy Bob Cox, the bone carver, made. It's a hand-carved spotted bay bass, and what a perfect perfect thing for a day like today at the Bay Bass Seminar and Sale.
So just see Mr. Tommy P. right here, and he'll sign you up and get you right in on that. So he'll take care of you. Chris is here from CCA, California. Hey, Chris.
How are you guys doing?
Great. You guys are here in full force, and what a great deal that Steve Pinard and Dana Landing has put together for us, right?
Isn't it? Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Thank you to Steve Pinard for our deal. In case you guys don't know, we are giving away a $40 gift card to Dana Landing for a $35 membership.
That either a renewal or a new membership.
Either way.
So what if you just renewed your membership?
You can come on down and renew again.
And you get the $40 gift card.
Exactly. All it does is add 1 year to your membership.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, but just wanted to say thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much. Did you guys know 2020 is going to be the fifth year of CCA California?
Already, right?
Wow.
Already.
And you guys have done some amazing achievements, right?
Yeah. Well, when I say we, it's really Wayne.
Yeah.
Wayne's been...
Well, you're helping out a lot too, Chris.
But awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Really
appreciate
it.
Well, thanks for all your support, and thanks for all your hard work too, Chris. Keep it up.
Absolutely.
And you're in the CCA booth there?
Yep. I'll be there all day until about 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Come say hi. We've got all of our good volunteers from San Diego down there. So,
all right.
We'll see you guys there.
Yeah, got a lot of great – San Diego has a great chapter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good support people.
Those guys are rock solid, led by Mr. Arnie Seiko and David Chavez. So.
Yeah, all right.
Awesome.
Well, it's great. Thanks, Chris.
Awesome.
Thanks for all your hard work, and thanks for joining us here this morning. Kevin from San Diego, or is it – no, it's not – is it Kevin Graham?
I think we might have already done Kevin
Graham,
right?
No, or is it – Kevon? No? I guess, no, maybe he's not here. So let's go to the next one.
Bueller?
Bueller? Roy from San Diego.
Roy? I know Roy's here. What's up, Roy? Roy's coming in.
Roy's coming in. Couldn't read Tommy's writing.
What's up, Roy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you? Thanks, Benny. So, Benny, this question is actually for you.
Okay.
A few years ago, I talked to you about something new for fishing. You showed me the Ned rig. A couple years ago, you talked about the
Dark Sleeper.
Dark Sleeper. So, what's new on Benny Florentino's
radar?
Yeah,
what else?
People may not know about that.
Yeah, good call.
What else? What else can we add to Steve's shop here?
We have so many Dark Sleepers back there.
I really don't have anything. You know, we talked a little bit about it last year with the Dark Sleeper. It's still a good tool to use in the bay. You know, my suggestion this year is basic, you know, 3/4 ounce head, a 5-inch, you know, whether it be war baits in red or that burnt color, and then Corey's 5-inch swim bait and that golden brown bait, orange belly. You know, a guy by the name of Barry Breitberg had Fish Trap. He made that color specifically for San Diego Bay for catching big sand bass in that bay. That originally. And I took that thing and fished calicos with it. He goes, "What are you doing, man? That's a bay bait. That wasn't for calicos." But I've gone back to basics, honestly, for fishing in the bay. And as far as everything else, man, it's really hard. I've really gone back to basics. For calicos, surface iron, and swim bait, honestly. Just gone down to real simple things. Like yesterday we fished 5-inch swim bait, 3/4 ounce head, and just whacked the bass yesterday on the beach. So,
nice. Just basic stuff.
Just keeping it simple, you know, honestly. All that's all good for you. I mean, you know, the sleepers are great this time of year, you know, for flipping stocks or fishing structure, you know, if the fish are on that. Just got to pay attention to what the fish are doing, you know, if they spit up, you know, like some of the spotted bay bass are spitting up clams and crabs, you know, it gives you an indication what you should be fishing. So,
yeah.
Especially the dogfish. And, you know, if you're practice fishing for the bay tournament and the fish are spitting up, you know, natural bait, I'd go take a look at some of those slugs, you know, the natural colors. It seems to work really, really well, and put a bladed head on that to give it a little more flash. So,
okay, good tip.
Okay, you got it.
And here's the thing too: is you go fishing with Benny on Coastal Charters, you learn. It's a day of education on fishing whatever you want to fish or whatever is right. And
yeah.
That's the thing, is that you learn so much.
I try to lend, you know, I give a lot of suggestions and, you know, take them forward, whether it's a cast, you know. One of the things I learned a long time ago from Frank Lopresti is, you know, 2 o'clock here, 9 o'clock, turn your wrist. Real simple. Simple, simplest thing. And, you know, some of the guys are still, you know, casting differently, and they put that into play. Boy, it makes a whole big difference on the way you cast by just going from 2 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and turning your wrist.
There you go.
Simplest thing.
Yeah, indeed. And rigging the baits properly.
Rigging the baits,
yeah.
Knots, wearing a cast, what I'm looking for, what I'm looking on for my graph. You know, I suggest, hey, come over here. And I really do try to explain, this is why I'm doing this, and this is what I see.
Yeah.
I would cast here. Now, if I say cast here and you cast over there, hey, you cast wherever you want.
Yeah.
But that's the sweet spot.
Okay.
That's the sweet spot.
Cool.
You know?
That's the kind of stuff you learn going with Coastal Charters. Yeah. No, I really enjoy fish. Fun day going fishing with you. Highly recommended. No doubt.
Thanks.
Ron Lane is another. He sells fun. That's all he does in that shop, is you just sell fun over there.
Well, it looks like this whole panel up here sells fun.
Yeah. That's what life's all about.
Hey, did
right?
you guys explain time? What mowing the yard meant? Huh? Have you talked about it this
no,
morning?
No, we haven't.
I just thought that was so funny. I'm talking to Ricky last week after the radio show, and he goes, I go, well, what is your strategy? Well, we get down there and we pre-fish, but we're not really after catching fish. We just mow the lawn. And I go, what?
You know, it's funny.
You got to explain that, Ricky.
I fish with Pat Yeager up in the Sierras, fly fishing, and he uses the same term, mow the lawn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ricky, what is it?
We were talking about locating structure and you know and how that's done and how, you know, you can fish in an area and probably get plenty of bites, but within an area, like a big fish is going to be set up in a specific spot on a rock or on a ledge. And we were talking about finding that and how you're just, you know, you're gritting yourself back and forth, you know, whether it be once you found it and you're just continually running your bait over the top of that rock until the time or tide or perfect drift happens to make that thing bite. But mowing the yard is just, you know, reminiscent of that, just back and forth, same spot, grinding it out. You know, whether you're offshore or in the bay, you know, you found an area that's got the bait and you found the area that fish is probably going to be, but the condition hasn't been right for it to bite, and you're just back and forth, going up, turn around, come back over, and just
get back,
you know,
on it.
Yeah.
You're giving away his secrets here, Ron.
Well, that's what this is all about.
Yeah, yeah. Secrets.
We're
is that what's going to happen?
Here.
Yeah.
We have a tournament next week, and it's a fun tournament.
Yeah. And you're going to be hosting the Bay Bass Seminar at 10 o'clock, right?
Right. And
yeah.
then we also have the Lawrence guy here at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, okay.
To explain those stinking fish finders. You love them and you hate them, but, you know, the more you know about them, it makes it way more fun.
Yeah. So then you also have the Bixby guys and the Bruce Surf guys here, too.
Yeah,
tell us about that.
If you come down and do a demo ride on a kayak with a Bixby in it, they'll give you a free raffle ticket.
What's a Bixby?
Bixby motors. They're little electric motors that run on the kayaks or the stand-up paddle boards. Unbelievable. Makes them go
wow.
really – it just opens up where you can go. You can go further, fish all day, and then get home quick.
So if you take a ride, you get a free raffle ticket.
Yeah, yeah. And then at the raffle, they've got a brew sup you can win. Stand-up paddleboard inflatable ones worth $700.
Wow.
Did you see that? I mean, Steve's giving away. Talk about the igloo.
I'm not, excuse me, it's a Yeti. I'm not giving it away. A very generous guy donated to Friends of Rollo.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And, I mean, it looks brand new. Yeah. It's not, but it looks brand new, and it's got the C-Deck type top on it and everything.
It's like an
$800
cooler.
That's one of those coolers that cost more than my car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they work.
Yeah.
They work great. Yeah. Jared just got back from Mexico. The Salty crew was down doing a photo shoot. They had ice for 4 days in one.
Wow.
On a campout trip.
And then you have good Salty crew booth over there. You got all the Salty crew clothing in there.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's on sale.
On sale,
yeah.
And we have the Salty crew socks on. Nice. Yeah. Big makes a big difference.
This morning's kind of.
Oh, yeah, you need the salt. And then you're cooking lunch.
Yep, we got salty dogs.
Yeah.
What the heck is a salty
dog? What's a salty dog?
And what do you drink with that salty dog?
Well, Salty Crew beer. It's a boat beer.
Yeah.
You're going to have samples of that.
Free samples of that. Yeah. So what's a Salty Crew dog?
It's a hot dog. And that doesn't sound like much unless you're at a baseball game or on the beach.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you put pulled pork on it, smoked pulled pork on the Traeger. And then you put a little barbecue sauce with a jalapeno. Baby.
That's a salty dog.
Next level.
Salty dog.
And you have Traegers and Traeger accessories on sale, too,
Fastlane
today.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't miss this tournament with your rock stars.
Yeah.
I mean, the seminar.
Yeah.
These guys, every time I listen to them, I learn something new.
All right. Well,
like mowing the lawn.
Mowing the lawn.
Hey, Rod, don't let Craig get too close to a new meter for his kayak.
Yes.
He's been talking long about maybe putting a meter on that thing.
Well,
so keep an eye on that.
That's funny. I was just talking with Afrin about that, and we always use them, and once you get used to them, you can't go back to not using them.
Yeah.
It's like fishing blind.
Yeah.
But the more they've gotten so sophisticated. But I don't understand. So this is the guy that I'm going to ask today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So take a demo on the water there. Just go up to the Bixby Brew Surf. You can go on a kayak with a and see what the Bixby's all about and get a free raffle ticket.
Right. And try a stand-up paddleboard.
Oh, you can
try
the Brusa. The Brusa are in the water too.
And they also have the Bixby motors on them.
Wow, that's cool.
It'll be fun.
And
the raffle's good. I mean, I just saw the table's getting larger.
Yeah. And I was going to say that's not a gimmick. I mean, it's just $5 a ticket, 5 for 20, and we're giving that stuff away at the end of the day. It's not in 6 months. It's not nothing. I mean, literally all that money goes to CCA and Friends of Rollo, and it is like you said, a $700 paddleboard. An unbelievable Yeti cooler and the stack of stuff next to it. I mean, you're going to have a bunch of chances to win really good stuff for $5 a ticket.
I have a feeling that this is a good ratio. I mean, how many tickets to people?
That's my point.
Yeah. That's a great point.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to mention, if you just buy a bunch of raffle tickets, you don't win anything, you're still doing a really good thing. We need those. We need Friends of Rollo, and we need CCA.
Indeed.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Ron, for hosting the seminar. We'll see you at 9 o'clock for the Lowrance seminar and then 10 o'clock for the Bay Bass seminar. That's going to be great.
No doubt. Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report for the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. Today, that report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location, fishermansprocessing.com. You can also pick it up right here at Dana Landing. And better yet, you should come down today because the entire Fisherman's Processing crew is here. They've got samples. They've got all the spices and rubs available for you right now.
All
so a great day to check it out and get it at a killer price.
And you have them right here at Dana Landing, too.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
That's the spot. Hey, with that said, let's find out what's going on. Talk to Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, guys. Benny, Pete, Rick.
Morning,
what
Dave.
What a beautiful morning, huh?
Indeed it is.
So you found that yellowtail over at Catalina. That stuff's been top secret. You're not supposed to be talking about that.
Hey, that's what he gets for talking about the San Diego yellowtail yesterday.
So, hey, like Benny said, there's some big yellows roaming around at Catalina. Here's the really unique thing that we haven't seen in the bite here for a couple of years is there is squid all around Catalina. There's squid at Clemente in the cove. There is huge volume in the cove at Clemente right now. And a couple of my buddies were over there yesterday in the cove at Gray Light, and they had a little shot on that bigger yellow right there in the middle of the squid grounds outside the caves at Clemente. So there's still plenty of fish around, guys. I don't know if you're not fishing. I don't know what you're waiting for. Look at this weather. And the whole week, if you look,
flat,
we're having
right?
No wind all. So it's going to be insane. You got to go fishing. And then you guys are set up for a phenomenal tournament next weekend. They're calling for no wind again. And it should be fun on the water there, catching those bass. Unfortunately, you got to throw them back. I don't understand that whole concept, but you know
me. It's called catch and release, Dave.
I know. I can't even say the word.
Preserve the future, right? Well, but fishdope.com's got all the stuff from Dave and all the guys. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code to save $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, you guys, check out my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I have tons of how-to videos and interviewed lots of the legends of the industry, and you guys, there's plenty on there for everybody. So go check out the website. And Pete, Rick, tomorrow morning, Kelly and I are leaving at 5 a.m. to drive our car down to Cabo. So I'll talk to you next Sunday and tell you how the trip goes.
All right, well, buddies. Drive carefully. Let's give the road report.
Yeah, safe travels, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling and appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Kaylin is here. Good morning. Is it Kaylin?
Kaylin.
Go ahead and step up to the mic, Kaylin.
All right.
Oh, I got an AFCO hat from Benny.
Well, I had a question about what lures would you recommend for catching halibut?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a great question. That's not my area of expertise, but from what I know is that slug in a natural color that Corey has up there with some of the underspin warbait heads work really, really well. And anything in a sardine or an anchovy pattern works really well. In the 4-inch, those work really, really well in the bays. Are you after that halibut jackpot next weekend?
No, but I would like to join.
There you go. We'll go over to CCA and ask them about, or go to the San Diego Anglers and talk to them about that.
Okay. And as That'd far as cool. good lures go, that guy in the gray sweatshirt behind all those plastics here, that is one of the best guys in the world to ask about halibut specifically. And he makes several lures that he designed just for catching halibut. So Corey would be a really good guy to ask for that, too.
Okay, thank
you. All right, Kaylin, thanks for coming down to Dana-Land. And by the way, that is an AFCO Horizon jacket that Corey's got.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, he's styling in
that
for sure. Steve Moat is next up. Steve, you still hanging out? There he is. All right, of course, Steve's a big part of CCA and helping out with CCA, and always appreciate that, Steve.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I came down here today to model my new AFCO Proteus jacket.
Sweet.
Here,
you won that.
I won as my prize from the
extravaganza. This will match your jacket. How's
there you
that?
Go.
Nice. Look at that.
Right.
Yeah, excellent. And that was excellent. Your prize from winning the Christmas show.
Right. And so last year I won these Maui Jims, so
nice.
You're outfitting
you're
me nicely.
Of, yeah,
it
yeah.
pays to participate yeah. in Let's Talk Hookup.
Perfect. Yeah.
And
well, we thank
really
our sponsors
thank, and
for
thanks
all
to AFCO for all the support they give to the fishing community and to CCA. 10% of all their profits are now directed towards conservation. It's just phenomenal. And, you know, without Bill Shedd, we wouldn't have CCA in California.
No
that
doubt.
Man has paved the way for really, really great things that are going on.
No question.
So thank you, Pete. Thanks, Let's Talk Hookup, and thanks, AFCO.
Yeah. Good-looking jacket.
Yeah. Thanks.
And look at the fit. You know, I'm 5'17 and weigh 135 kilos.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, thanks. Appreciate that. Hey, Wayne in Point Loma. Wayne, are you around? There's Wayne. Thanks for coming out down, Wayne. Appreciate that very much.
Perfect day out here today, man.
Oh,
this
it is.
Yeah.
Just wonderful. Come on down to Dana Landing. There's,
here,
a, lot, there's a lot going on down here.
Look at that.
Another AFCO hat.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, I saw Duane walking around
D-Wayne.
Here. I wanted to ask you guys or him about the Bay Bass Tournament. for those of us in the past, like in the past, that aren't fishing it, are they going to have the barbecue and the most importantly, the free beer?
I believe so, right, Rick?
As far as I know, yes. I mean, it's always been a big part of it. I know. I think Ballast Point is a big sponsor of their tournament this year, and there's usually a free beer with a donation. And
perfect.
You know, I know the big raffle will be happening as always. The raffle's a huge fundraiser for the club. So yeah, even if you're not fishing, which you should be, because you've got a kayak and there's a killer kayak.
I gave it away.
Well,
Rick.
Fortunately, you can buy a new one right here, and then you can jump right back in and get into that tournament. But, yeah, you should totally come down. It's a lot
There's
of fun.
There's even a kayak division sponsored by Fastlane.
I know. I fished it a couple of years, but I gave my kayak away last summer.
Okay.
But, yeah, totally come down. It's a
I'll
fun
be there.
Time.
Yeah, you don't, and that's the point. You don't have to fish. You just can come down and participate by eating lunch and drinking the beer and the refreshments that they have here. San Diego is do a great job. And that huge raffle, too, benefits their programs, too, that they do, too. So they have a huge raffle with hundreds of different things.
Yep, the raffle's really cool. They get a ton of prizes. They give away a crazy amount of stuff. They raise a bunch of money, which, you know, the tournament is the biggest fundraiser for the club of the year. But in addition, they take a huge chunk of the money they raise, and they always give it to a killer charity, which varies all the time. You know, a lot of children's charities and things like that. So it's just a cool thing to participate in and have some money too.
All right. We'll see you down there Saturday at the Shelter Island Launch Ramp.
Thanks, man.
All right.
All right. Hey, let's jump into the phones, and we're going to talk to Blake. Blake's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Blake. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Long time listener.
Well, we appreciate
anyway,
you.
Anyway, I want to talk about what? Want to talk about Cedros. Rosie's got the most organized trip you can imagine at CVX, the magic carpet ride, the private plane, the food, the people. It is so dialed in. I can't thank Rosie enough for having the best setup on Cedros. The yellowtail fishing was off the charts, guys.
Yeah, that's awesome, it's a fun time. You going to go again this year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But and the food and the whole enchilada, you guys have been there. It's just so, so special. And the people, they hand you their hearts. It is such a warm feeling. Don't tell anybody. I was crying in the airplane leaving a little bit.
That's cool. Well, thanks. That's nice words, and we appreciate the call this morning. Thanks a lot. It is a great operation.
Cedros
Sport Fishing, nothing better. No doubt. Jeff from Scottsdale, Arizona. Jeff, you still hanging around? There he is. All right. Thanks for coming over from the desert. It's about desert temperature here this morning, wasn't it? Oh, and there's a Shimano hat for you.
Right.
All right. Thanks for coming over.
What's up, Jeff?
I was just wondering what's the best time of year to fish the bay bass here in Mission Bay?
Ah. Guys? What do you think, Benny?
Well, my experience in the bay is, I mean, obviously, go fishing whenever you can. That's the best time because this bay can be real fickle. Some days it bites really good in the middle of winter, and in the middle of summer when you think it should be biting, it's not. I don't prefer the crowds here in the summer, number one, but I like fishing either early morning or later in the afternoon when everybody's kind of left. Even the night fishing can be really good. Best time, go whenever you can.
Let me give you a hint. The guy standing right over there next to Corey, Johnny. No, not Dwayne. Not you, Dwayne. Johnny right there. He's the manager here at Dana Landing. You pick his brain right there and find out when to go and what to do, and he'll set you up with all the right stuff here at Dana Landing and dial you in because he knows this bay like the back of his hand. So
okay, thank you.
Johnny will tell you the good stuff. That's one of the things about Dana Landing, right, Steve?
Yeah, all the guys here fish this bay religiously. Yeah. I mean, obviously it's 20 feet from the back door here.
Yeah.
So they do, and just like you said, even night fishing. I mean, these guys get up at 10 o'clock at night and go out fishing. So
I
agree with Benny, though. I sometimes the best fishing is when it's busy out there, and it's just not, I don't know. I'd rather go early or late, or even right now. I mean, it's a great time. There's not a ton of boats out there, and you know, you're fishing kind of the same spot. So
I think a tide chart is your most important tool.
Yeah,
you know, you use that.
Absolutely.
Use that CCA calendar not to pick the best month, but to pick the best tide. And a good tide in Mission Bay is critical.
Yep.
That's huge. Tide is huge.
Yeah, good call. Hey, appreciate you very much. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more your phone calls, more stand-up questions, lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. We've got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, having a great time here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network live at the Dana Landing.
Bart Hall's here. Yeah,
yeah, everybody's here today.
We're doing some work. Yeah, so you should be here, right? There's
exactly
a lot going on.
Yeah. If Bart's here, the whole gang's here, this is the spot to be today on Mission Bay at Dana Landing.
Your last day to sign up at the San Diego Anglers booth for the Bay Tournament next Saturday.
That's right.
To go out there and compete with Rick and Dallas.
Yeah.
And Gracelyn. Good morning, Gracelyn.
Hey, Gracelyn.
Hi.
Gracelyn. Hi, Gracelyn. So you have a question?
I want to know where the best place to fish in San Diego is.
Oh.
Good question.
In the San Diego Bay?
Because I want to catch a lot of fish.
Okay.
All right.
So, what do you think, Benny, Ricky? You have some hot tips for Gracelyn?
I think the best spot in San Diego Bay is in Benny's boat.
Yeah.
So that's where I want to go.
I tell you, those moorings right across the way from the landing, if you want to catch some spotties, a bunch of them, Man, there's a bunch in there. Also, Fiddler's Cove right now, there's a bunch perfect for her, like that 6 to 10 and 11-inch spotted bait. You catch them all day long on a small swim bait. Oh, it's so much fun in there right now.
I really like fishing, too, like around the moored boats in that area of Coronado Bay, kind of by the Coronado Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's real easy fishing, and there's some really big eelgrass flats there. Even the area in front of Lowe's Coronado, it's kind of feature lists in the best way possible. There's big flats of eelgrass, and the fish are in the eelgrass, so it's real easy fishing. You don't need to make perfect casts, and just fishing with a little 3-inch MC swim bait or some kind of any kind of small something on a quarter-ounce lead head, you can just fire out a cast in any direction on a good tide and expect to catch plenty of spotties.
Caitlin, if you're fishing the tournament with your dad next weekend, follow Ricky in Dallas.
Get the hot tip there. You know, also that flat over by the Coronado Bridge, too, has some nice halibut in there.
It really does. Yeah, it really does. We've actually had little spotties winding in and have – it's the only place I've ever seen halibut come up and try and eat a spotty off of the line. Like, we had it two different times, you know, winding in a little spotty and have a big halibut come up and try and eat the thing.
Yeah, so there you go, some hot tips.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Leslie.
Hey, Craig from Ocean Beach is next up. Come on, Craig. Mike, thanks for hanging out here with us at Dana Landing. Appreciate that.
In the full winter attire.
Yeah.
Glad we're back in modeling.
Turn the heat on.
Yeah.
So I was looking at the tide for next Saturday, and it's about a 7-foot tide swing close to it. So how does that change your approach or your strategy when fishing a big tide like that?
You know, some of the biggest recommendations is, having a drift sock, because that tide, it's going to be, if you're in the main channel, it's going to be flushing out pretty good, which I believe is where a majority of the better fish have been caught, is on those edges and rock piles. If you're in a boat, and if you have a Minn Kota troll motor and you have spot lock, that's huge too. You know, where you can spot lock up on it, cast down current, try to get down with about a 1 ounce, even an ounce and a half head to get to the bottom, but still fishing a 5-inch swim bait to be on the structure. Would be key, but use that tide. I mean, there's been a lot of fourth quarter bites that happen right before you have to weigh in, you know, because of that tide. And San Diego anglers are really good about having this tournament right around those tide changes.
So, Benny, let me ask you this. With a 7-foot tide swing, the big tide swing, would you fish more front of the bay or back of the bay? What would be your strategy?
Man, I don't know. If I'm on a meter, you know, if I located, you know, as Ricky was talking about mowing the grass, there's a couple of features on a meter that has trails and also keeping waypoints. Those are really key when you're looking for structure. When you find the structure and you've kind of mowed, your lines are up and down, I come back later with a different color on the trail and do that. But staying close to the structure that you've metered and the waypoint, and come back to it later. Because it's going to bite. If you see fish on it, it's going to bite sometime. You just got to be there. And usually it's at the bottom of the tide or right as the tide starts to go. So it's tough because you got a lot of water moving. But that's what I would
do. That last thing you said is really good dope, too, in that, a lot of those times those fish will bite, especially on a mega tide like that. Sometimes in the middle of that big tide, those fish will really get hunkered down. And your bite sometimes won't come until that tide is at the end of its exchange. Yeah. And so a big thing for the tournament would be not to be frustrated having not caught your kicker fish or your limit fish to the end. I know far too many guys will go out and have, you know, maybe a slower or tougher day and a couple hours from weigh-in and, I don't feel like dealing with the crowd. I didn't catch what I was hoping to catch this year. We're going to bail. You know, we're going to get the boat on the trailer before it's over. And sometimes you'll take yourself out of the zone on what could potentially be the best time of the day to fish. You know, the bottom of the ninth sometimes is when that big fish gets caught all too often.
Yeah, in my tournament experience, you hear it all the time. God, it was like the last cast and we caught this 5-pounder, you know. You only need 3 fish.
Yeah,
that's the
key. 3 bites wins the tournament.
3 big bites. Just keep that in mind. If your tournament, if I have to recommend anything about tournament fishing, you only need 3 bites. If you want to go fishing to catch, you know, do it on another day.
Take
but it is a fun day, don't get me wrong, but, you know, that competition mode kicks in. It's 3 key bites, you know. Especially my guess would be either a big calico off the Zuniga Jetty first thing in the morning, or a big sand bass in the bay. That would be the winning wave.
Yeah. All right, good luck on the tournament.
Good luck.
Thanks a lot for the coming down to Dana Landing here. Don't forget, run through that layout of all the deals there again, Ricky.
Oh, man, it's crazy. So, yeah, if you didn't catch the first hour, this is what's going on inside the shop. And it's not just this and more, but some of the highlights. War baits, again, you know, something we're all going to be buying throughout the year and key for this tournament. War baits, all 20% off across the board.
And Afrin's here. You can ask them which one are the best ones.
Whether that's underspin lead heads, whether that's, you know, skirted jigs, the traditional weed-guarded lead heads, 20% off. All rods across the board, 10% off. All reels, 10% off. Steve can't say that, but we can.
Yeah.
That's 10% off on all of them. Yeah, so don't listen to him. Listen to us. Yeah. 10% off on all of them. All lures across the board. Again, every brand, every manufacturer, 15% off. Even if you're, you know, even if you're getting a surface iron, you know, today. But obviously, all the base stuff, all lures, 15% off. All clothing.
Now, clothing includes, like, everything you wear, like sunglasses and other things like that, right?
Again, something Steve can't comment to, but we sure can. Yeah, 20% off all clothing and a really killer deal on that. So that's an awesome one. MC Swim Bait, 20% off. You can literally go to Corey's booth. He's been busy all day. Have Corey hand pick you out baits. Whether you're fishing the Bay Bass Tournament next weekend or you got a trip to Cedros next summer, you can talk to Corey. Hey, man, what do I need for my specific trip? And you're going to get them for 20% off. Cousins rods, how about that? 35%
off. 35% off.
And then chase baits, those brand new baits, again, right next to Corey, you can see some of those killer chase baits, the squids and the red crab, all things they got. Those are 15% off. And 15% off of everything from ProMart.
Which is all the hoops and the nets
and
everything.
Lights, buoys, gauges, everything
ProMart. Yeah, they have the killer flying fish net there, too, in Dana Landing. They have a whole stack of them in there.
Yeah, get ready for next year.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, some insanely good deals, and it's just a really fun day. There's killer prizes today. There's free food. There's free beer. You get to talk to all the guys. That CCA deal I still can't get over. If you didn't catch that, Steve is paying you to join CCA. So if you spend $35 to get a CCA membership, either renewal or a new membership, you get a $40 gift card. So you get $5 for joining CCA. It's just such a cool deal.
Pretty good deal. And, you know, the next big event coming up, Fred Hall Show, Long Beach. Bart Hall's here. Hey, step up to the mic there, Bart. I know you're here just as an observer, but we got to take advantage of it.
I'm here to listen to Benny.
Yeah. How's the show coming?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was in the office yesterday in the afternoon writing an article about the 74th annual show.
74th.
Wow.
74th
wow.
annual. And I started thinking about it, and I said, you know, Aldous Huxley said something once. He said, for those who don't understand, there's no explanation possible. For those who do understand, there's no explanation necessary. Well, I can't think of any other show in the country that's called a person's name. Yes. It's either a boat show or a sportsman show or a home show. This is the Fred Hall Show.
Your dad's name.
What the hell's a Fred Hall Show? If you know, all you want to know is the dates and where it is. And if you don't know, we can't describe it to you.
Yeah.
So
how true is that?
Isn't
that
true?
Great. That's great.
Yeah, pretty good. This one's going to be, I think, the best ever.
Wow.
The companies have all stepped up to the plate. Much better displays. It's going to look great. New products everywhere. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a great show. Yeah. And it's coming up when?
March 4th to the 8th in Long Beach and 26th to the 29th in Del Mar.
Yeah, it's exciting. And it's been a busy time for you here.
Yes. Yes, it is. I'm glad to be here because this is a break. Otherwise, I'd be in the office.
Yeah. Wow, we're looking forward to it. I know that's our next live remote broadcast. We'll be live from the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach that 7th
Sunday
and 8th, Saturday and Sunday, 7th and 8th, right there in the lobby of the Hyatt Regency.
That's always a fun time.
You guys always host us, so that'll be our next live broadcast right there.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, thanks for coming
Bart.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right.
Good show, as usual.
All right.
Thanks,
and
buddy.
Steve, thanks to Steve for what he's done is unbelievable.
Awesome. Yeah.
$40.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody mentioned Bill Shedd before. Without him, CCA wouldn't be here.
True. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Indeed. Steve K is next up. Steve came down from Dana Point. Thanks for coming down, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
How's everybody doing?
Great.
Yeah.
That's all right, dude. Vertically challenged like me.
But you are looking extremely healthy.
Oh, thank you.
I
yes.
I do want to say that.
Thanks.
I know everybody feels
I'm
that
feeling
way.
Good.
When you look in the pictures, you're all buff and you're trying to take these poses, and I'm digging it.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm going to be in the tournament next week. I'm really pumped. I'm going to be on a kayak, and my question is what do you think is going to be the best way to keep my three winning fish nice and supple? while I'm on my kayak?
That's a good question.
You know,
because
I've been trying to come up with something I thought I'd ask you guys.
Yeah. That's how do you solve that issue, you know? It's like, do they have to be alive in the tournament?
The fish do not need to be alive. Live release is always highly encouraged, but it is definitely not a penalty. Like the San Diego Anglers, this tournament is always has been, always will be for everybody. Whether you have a bitchin' 25 Ranger with three live wells in it, or if it's a dad and a son and a 13-foot Greger, or if it's a guy in a kayak. So while live release is always encouraged, it is definitely not mandatory. And your two options would be, if you have a live well on your tank, you can certainly keep them in there. Maybe it's not the most room for them to all swim around, but give them a chance. Fish at the end of the day, probably go back. And outside of that, the best bet would probably be one of those reliable kayak cooler bags. Mm-hmm. It's a fish bag, and that's what you would keep, you know, if you had a big yellow or something in there. They're shaped to fit on the front of your kayak. Keep a little bit of ice in there and keep your fish fresh. And, you know, even if you're not weighing your fish in live for a live release, you obviously can take them home yourself. And all the fish that, you know, get put in the live release pool that don't make it, all of them go to a good home. There's nothing wasted. There's people at the end of the tournament every day that are taking, you know, willing to take fish home, that kind of thing.
What about a trout stringer?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, hanging off the side of the kayak, I mean, I'm just thinking. But
I thought of that, but yeah. The only thing that came to mind was the sea dog.
Sea dog.
Good point.
That's 100%. Yeah.
No, that would be risky.
I mean, maybe a big game clip, and at least you keep an eye on things. I mean, you can flip it into the boat when you could.
Don't we wish. Don't we wish.
You know what? I would go talk to, literally, I would talk to Ron. They have so many options over there, and, you know, the big game clip they sell over there, mm-hmm. which I think would be a good call. But I would literally, you know, Ron's going to have several different options for you.
Indeed. Hey, thanks for coming down to Dana Lander. Good luck in the tournament. Big Jim, Crawdad Jim, are you around?
There's Jim.
There he is. I hear him. Morning, Jim. He's sporting the Let's Talk Hookup sweatshirt this morning.
Hey, I'm not like Tom. I'm politically correct.
Yeah. That point.
But anyway, what I belong to the San Diego Anglers, and we had a guest speaker this month talking about the Bay Tournament. Eddie and his partner, they've won the tournament, Rick, maybe.
Eddie and Dennis,
Those
guys are really good, and they're good anyways. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but
doesn't matter.
He gave a great seminar, but I wanted to ask you about one thing that he mentioned. He said they fish a long ways off of their target spot. 100 yards, I'm not sure. But the reason for that being, I guess they want to keep that swim bait in the zone for a long time. So could you elaborate on that technique, you and Benny, Rick?
Well, my guess is they're long lining it and trying to cover the area closest to that. Because the fish, they will tendency to hunker down. They do have to eat, you know. They're going to be burning a little bit of calories in that current. So if there's food nearby, they're very opportunistic, especially those bigger ones. If that thing comes right by them, they're going to eat that thing. But I know they like to cover a little bit of area when they long line. But, you know, those guys are just so good. I mean, they got second in a spotted bay bass tournament last weekend. You know, they're just really sharp as far as what they do. But, you know, Ricky, you could, because you know the bay really good and how those guys fish.
A lot of that technique is also angle of the lure itself. You know, if you are right above a spot and you cast out and your lure hits the bottom and then you wind it back in, you're in the, you know, that fish is often pretty close to the bottom. So the strike zone is close to the bottom. And if you cast out, your lure hits the bottom, and you come up, you're in that strike zone for that 3 or 4 feet. If those guys make a cast and allow that line to come off 100 yards worth of line off of their reel, that monofilament or fluorocarbon will sink to the bottom, or the current that's pushing out of the bay will push that line to the bottom. So when they start that retrieve, you're at a very low angle across the bottom instead of a real high angle back to the surface. So it's just a way of keeping that bait in their zone for a longer period
of
time.
That's what they mentioned. They're trying to keep that bait in that zone for a long period of time.
Well, come to the seminar at 10 o'clock. You'll learn more, Jim.
Okay.
All right. Dan from El Cajon. Dan, thanks
What's
for coming
up,
down. Appreciate it.
Great show, you guys.
Thank you.
I enjoyed coming down to all these. I just want to sing the praises to Shimano. Last year I went to the Fred Hall show, and I bought a Tranx 400 at Fisherman's Landing there. And this year I was on the Liberty, and I ended up hooking something because I never saw it. But it pulled me to the front of the boat, and then we were doing – there was three other guys hooked up, and we're under and over and under and over. And anyway, I ended up fighting it for 45 minutes. The reel did fantastic, but I only had 20-pound test.
Yeah.
And I just think the teeth finally sawed me off. Yeah. But just loved the reel, and it was on your recommendation, Rick, that I...
It's an amazingly powerful reel for a small reel.
Oh, man, I love that thing.
Power is unreal. So, yeah, good.
Cool,
thanks.
Dan. Thank you, Dan.
All right. Try and wrap things up with Mark and Santee. Mark, you're going to wrap things up here for our broadcast.
Little girl asked my question, but...
That's
But what is your go-to spot on the bay? If all fails, where do you go?
They're not going to tell you.
You won't tell me because you're in there. You're not in it.
No, I'm not. I mean, again, you know, I've gotten to use electronics over the years, and to me, go-to spot is where I'm going to see fish on the meter. Honestly, if it's sand bass, if I'm competing, that's what I'm doing. I'm really playing the electronics game. I'm using whatever, you know, advantage I can to just get on wherever the fish are. That's where I'm going to be. And if it doesn't bite now, I'm going to come back in a little bit. Try to fish the tide and really work it over pretty good. You know, if it's not long lining, I'm going to spot lock and, you know, keep the bait in that zone. Try different things, you know, different baits. You know, it could be a metal bait. It could be a cold sniper dropping it on top of them or a heavy lead head. But I'm going to try something different, but I'm going to really stay in one area and not panic. The main thing is don't panic. Don't run around, you know. There's Ricky. I'm going to go fish over there. You know what I mean? That's what we call panic fishing. Stay true to what you want to do and really be persistent. And, again, use the clock. You know, you got 5 minutes. Kind of set yourself up to where if you found fish right outside of the ramp, and I would probably position myself in that spot near the end of the day and really work that over. So that way, if you do catch that good one, you're a minute away from the launch ramp, drop your passenger off, and – you know, way in.
There you go. Hey, thanks for coming down to Dana Landing. I see you have a Searcher Sport Fishing shirt on. I want to be the first time to announce that our grand prize for our Ford Let's Talk hookup, live remotes that we're going to be, is an 8-day limited load trip on the Searcher.
Get out of here.
Yeah, thanks to Art and Celia for that. So that's going to be quite a prize.
No way. That's awesome. Hey, well, when we come back, speaking of prizes, we're going to find out who's winning a brand new pair of Maui Jims and that great Bone Carver, Bob the Bone Carver Spotted Bay Bass. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar.
Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for GenRen Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. GenRen boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and crews with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Sea Keeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time. The big winners. First, that beautiful carving from our good buddy Bob the Bone Carver. That's
I want to say Jolene, my friend Jolene Thompson over there, picked the winners.
Pulled the winners.
Yeah.
And the winner of that is going to Harry in La Jolla. Harry,
congratulations
on that killer carving.
Yeah.
Now the winner of a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, again picked by Jolene, is Gracely from Pacific Beach.
Yeah,
so how cool
congratulations,
is that?
That's awesome. Gracely. That's going to be awesome. Yeah, well, Steve Pinard, big event today. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, I think we've talked about it for a couple hours, but, you know, just super casual. Come on down. Lots of, you know, lots of info between four great fishermen, you know, for a seminar. Everything's on sale. You know, great raffle over there. Like I said, it's $5 a ticket.
$5 a ticket. All the money goes to Friends of Rollo and CCA.
CCA going to be split down the middle. And, you know, there's a huge cooler. There's the stand-up paddleboard. There's probably the most valuable is the stack of stuff next to it.
Oh,
so,
yeah. And then you also, if you take a ride on the Bixby kayak, you get a free ticket.
One free ticket, yeah.
Yeah.
And so we have that and, you know, specials and, you know.
And then, of course, the Salty Dogs at 11:30 and the samples of the Salty Crew beer coming up.
So free food, free beer, discounts, info.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, and yeah. 9 o'clock at Fast Lane is the Lawrence Seminar. 10 o'clock is the Bay Bass panel. Going to be a great day, so come on down.
Just come on down. Super
Dana
casual,
Lanning.
No big deal. Come down for 5 minutes or a couple hours, whatever you want to do. And then obviously it's a great spot anyway. So
yeah, right here.
Looking right onto the bay.
Across from SeaWorld, right next to the Dana Launch Ramps. And Benny Florentino, if somebody wants to go fishing with you.
A number of ways. They could DM me or PM me on Instagram, coastal_charters. Or 310-779-0397.
Look you up on the internet, right?
Look me up on the internet.
CoastalCharters.com?
FishCoastalCharters.com.
FishCoastalCharters.com.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And thanks for having me, Pete.
Oh, of course.
Steven,
Benny.
Again, thank great you. Event as usual. And thank you for having me.
And, you know, Benny, you are such a great supporter of all the products we love and represent here. And you get to try them all when you go fishing with them.
And very generous with CCA and Friends of Rollo and everything else. So you need props for that, for sure.
And a great guy to go fishing with.
No doubt, man.
I mean,
I
would highly recommend. You'll learn so much going fishing with Benny, for sure. Take advantage of it. And thank you, Ben. Appreciate that. And thanks to all of you for coming out this morning. We appreciate it very much. Appreciate that. And thanks to Bill Lippis, our extraordinary engineer, for coming out in the cold this morning and getting us set up. And Brian and, of course, our main man, Adam, there in that nice, warm studio. And we'll be back in that studio next Saturday. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Ricky will be on the bay. Corey on the bay will be in the studio with Captain Tim Ekstrom. And then next Sunday, Dan Hasbrook from Freedom Boat Club and Jeff Hughes from H&H Marine will be our guests in the studio next Sunday. Thanks for listening today. Come on down to Dana Lanning today, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.